I'm speaking with Janie Jameson. We're speaking from Ganestatan at the Protected Place. If you could just give an update as to the situation for the political prisoners of people who have gone inside for defending the land here.
Okay, so far we've had approximately 5 arrested. 3 of them were held in custody. 2 have been released. 1, a young offender, I think he was 14 years old. He was released, but he ended up pleading guilty. One of the charges was assaulting a police officer. Another one, Ronnie Gibson from Akwesasne, he was released on $10,000 bail. And there's a third that's being held, Trevor Miller, and we have no idea why he hasn't been granted bail. All of them, as you stated, are political prisoners. It has nothing to do with alleged crimes that have happened. But in regards to those three individuals that were incarcerated, to my knowledge, they've all had their rights violated to different degrees. And frequently it was being interrogated without legal representation. One of them was a diabetic, or he is a diabetic, and even upon his arrest, we had told the police that he was diabetic and dependent on medication. He went without that for 3 days. They made him wait 3 days without giving it to him. And while he was incarcerated, he wasn't always given his medication on a daily basis, and his glucose readings weren't done at the mandatory intervals they should have been. And not only that, but he was well aware they're putting sugar on his food. So the only way for him to stabilize his blood sugar level was to stop eating. And the few days before his release, again, he wasn't given his medication. Things like that, not only their rights as individuals, but international rights have been violated in this situation. So far there have been 32 arrests, well over 65 charges laid, and because there are ongoing investigations, we believe there's well over 25 unexecuted warrants, and that number is still building. We're in dire need of financial help for our legal protection, or for our legal battle, because like I said, we have no idea how many more have to go through that system, or who's wanted, or who's going to be apprehended tomorrow. We have no way of knowing that. It's kind of on a day-to-day basis. Like even myself, I'm wanted on an outstanding warrant, and I can be picked up at any time, you know. And just last week, I was in a car accident, and I had my children with me, and I'm 6 months pregnant, and I had to deny myself and my unborn child medical help because that threat of me being arrested was there. And there's, on top of that, you know, despite the trauma of my children losing a brother to a car accident recently, that trauma was there, and I was trying my best to deal with that, never mind trying to hide from the OPP on the scene, you know. So our lives have been turned upside down, you know, and we've never done anything wrong. We've always abided by our constitutional law, the great law. We've always abided by our natural law, and there's no law that supersedes the natural law. There's no law greater than that the Creator has given to us, and that's what we're here upholding, you know. And there's no crime in that. There's no crime in defending the lives of our children, of our future generations. That doesn't go against any law. And I'll reiterate a quote I heard recently by Martin Luther King, and it's in respect to this constant violation of, or what Canada calls, Ontario calls, a constant violation of the Canadian criminal law, the Canadian law, the Canadian Constitution. You know, those are all supposed to be laws that citizens of Canada are upholding. But they have to keep in mind, in upholding the Canadian Criminal Code, in upholding the Canadian Constitution, what laws are they violating against Indigenous people? And the quote by the late Martin Luther King Jr. was, "Any unjust law is no law at all." So with that being said, that's my final words. Our own law, the Guyana Lagoa, is a very just law. It's a right law, and it's a right that every person in Canada has an obligation to uphold. Yeah.
Considering that the people of Six Nations are in dire need for financial aid in terms of for the legal battles, where should people send checks to in terms of helping out for this?
Janie Jameson, RR1 Oshwegan, OHSWEKEN, Ontario, N0A1M0.